1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona's here, as she is every single Thursday. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Good.
Could be a bit colder, would be good.
Yeah, I know. It is unbelievable at the moment, is it not? I mean, it's just so warm.
It is, but I'm loving this time of year simply because of Hot Case Christmas.
Well, exactly. And I suppose in your profession, I mean, quite frankly, this is your peak season, if I can put it that way.
It is the peak season, and it's a good one.
Yes.
But it's really good to be able to make a difference, thanks to the generosity of our listeners, to people. And to hear their stories and then be able to do something about it.
No, absolutely. It's fantastic. And we're doing that, of course, across the day. Another Hot Case Christmas coming up this morning, by the way, at 7:45.
I can't wait.
What are we talking about this morning, then?
So one of the things that moves me is how people sometimes just need someone to pause long enough and notice them.
Yes.
Notice their gifts and talents, and then they begin to shine and thrive. So it reminds me of this experiment conducted by the Washington Post with Joshua Bell, famous violinist.
The most famous.
Yes, he earns roughly $75,000 a show, or $1,000 a minute.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's like Parky.
I might be in the wrong profession. Well, maybe, yeah. Like Parky.
Yeah.
But not the rest of us.
And not me either, by the way. Don't let them lead you down the garden path, Shona.
It's that fireplace, Parky.
Exactly.
But Joshua Bell is absolutely brilliant. He plays the most intricate pieces ever written and packs out theatres.
Yeah.
2 days before this experiment, he played in a sold-out Boston theatre. Average price of a ticket, $100 a seat.
Right.
In this experiment, he played in the New York subway for 45 minutes. So in the right setting, he should have earned $45,000.
Yeah.
There were secret cameras to record what happened. He acted like a normal busker. Bunny knows all about that from England, I think.
Yes.
Out of 1,097 people who passed by, only 7 stopped to listen.
Wow.
In 45 minutes, he raised $32.17.
Sure.
Nowhere near his normal $1,000 a minute. So what's the difference? The Washington Post said they conducted the experiment to examine the role of perception and human behavior when assessing beauty and helping others.
Mm.
No one knew who he was, and he was one of the best musicians in the world. They thought he was a normal busker. And so, because of the expectation, they missed the extraordinary gift of listening to him. 7 out of 1,097 people. And I'm sharing this because I think so often we miss extraordinary things in life. Perhaps because our expectations limit them. We miss them because we don't expect them. We don't see them. Maybe we aren't shining because we're in the wrong position, the wrong place.
Yeah.
We aren't present in the moment. We're so busy with the thoughts in our head, we miss out what's in front of us. We're busy rushing the next thing, my problem. We don't notice what's in front of us. And we need to be careful not to judge a book by its cover. He looked like any other busker, so only 7 people stopped. And we might be focused on the next thing, so we miss out on what's now.
Mm.
This Christmas season, I feel we need to just stop, pause, enjoy, savor. If you're driving, stop and see things you don't normally see.
Mm.
Don't miss out on magical, extraordinary opportunities and things because you're in such a rush, because you're in your head and not present. We are surrounded by the extraordinary all the time.
It's a good point, because we all rush off to get to a destination, to get to the place we're going, and maybe miss out on everything else around us.
Absolutely.
All right,
enjoy
there
your
go.
Day.
Thank you. You too, Shona, will be back with us, of course, this coming Sunday between 6 and 5:30, and she'll be on our socials this morning from 9. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.